Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
We are Kayfabe, the people's band. We are the only sports entertainment cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today. All or as many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from the NWA days, the WCW, to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE, Ring of Honor, or New Japan, they got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late, great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. That's just one example. And we are going to be playing everywhere we possibly can. Birthday parties, corporate events, wrestling shows, comic cons, anime conventions. We may even do a few anime songs, so, you know, we're open to a variety of things, but our bread and butter is going to be wrestling. And
All right. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you may be listening. Who knows where you're listening at? Who knows what time of the day you're listening? But this is Wrestle Talk in a D with myself, Martez, Dominic, and Kayvon. We're coming to you live from Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash right here on blogtalkradio.com. We got a great show for you today. Man, oh man, this is the first for this show. We're going to be doing a WWE three brand mock draft tonight. So again, we're going to be doing a WWE three brand mock draft tonight. We're going to be getting into that relatively shortly. But as always, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because without him, there's no me and there's no Wrestle Talking to D. There's no wrestling chatter. There's no draft. So I wanted to shout him out. Shout the big man upstairs out before we get into this show. Let me bring in my co-host, Dominic Portman. What's up? Oops, I didn't mean to say your name, your last name, Dominic, but I'm sorry, man. Good evening, man.
What's going on? Ding dong.
Hello.
For the draft. Yes. I can't wait.
Oh, man. The time is coming. The time is near. You set things in motion, brother. This is a serious show. You know, I'm ready to make these picks. I'm ready to see who you guys are going to select. I'm ready to possibly make trades with you all. So, yeah, I'm ready. What are you looking forward to the most about tonight's WWE 3-brand mock draft?
Man, I'm just ready to show that my brand, NXT, the Black and Gold brand, is the best brand. We got the best superstars. No matter how long you've been wrestling, you've been on what brand, we deliver. I'm going to do.
You bleed NXT through and through, and no, you didn't just say stand and deliver, man. Like you actually said stand and deliver, Dominic. You something else, brother. Right now, I'm going to be bringing in the new kid on the block, Kayvon. He's going to be making selections as well. Kayvon, good evening. What's up, brother?
Good evening. What is up? Everything seems to be all right on this end. Everything seems to be okay.
All right. Do you mind telling the people who you're going to be drafting for tonight?
But, of course, I am drafting for the best brand that's over here. I don't care what nobody says. The brand that I will be drafting for is SmackDown Live.
Okay, Vaughn, you know, much as I love you, I gotta give you some booze, man, because you too, Dominic, I'm going to be drafting for Monday Night Raw, the flagship, the most underrated show out there today, the most underrated brand, the most disrespected brand. I'm going to be drafting for Monday Night Raw, so can't wait for that. The what brand?
Oh, I didn't say no. I'm sorry.
Are we going to be making selections tonight? Dominic throwing haymakers, man. Just throwing haymakers. We have agreed we're going to be making 6 selections tonight. This is the first round. And then next week we're going to be making 6 more selections. And then the following week, which is the third round, we're going to be making 6 final selections. Every time we make a selection, guys, you're going to hear this sound. So, Kayvon, before you make your first pick, you're going to hear that sound. Then I'm going to pick second, and then Dominic is going to pick third. So that's how it's going to go tonight. You pick first, I pick second, and Dominic pick third. Before we get into that, Kayvon, if you're ready, we're going to switch things over to you for the news. All right.
All right, hold on. Okay, now. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Kayvon Journey, and I will be bringing to you all the best news on this side. I will be telling you all 4. That's right, 4 big things that's happening in the world of professional wrestling today. Number 1, if you did not know, one of the biggest things that WWE is doing right now is WWE is coming back home. That's right. You heard it here first. They will be traveling the world starting July 16th. Yes, sir. No. Now, number 2, yes, it's big. Number 2, what is next for? I believe his name is Bronson Reed. We all saw it tonight where Liddell Phantasma came out, but hey, like I said, what's next for him? I'm getting chills in my bones. Number 3? Yes. Finn Balor could possibly be coming to the main roster. Yes. Now, the last one that I'm pretty sure everybody is like, okay, where's he going with this? Kayvon Journey, the guy, Kayvon Journey, has finally made up in his mind that he will be joining. Yes, he will officially be joining Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, and he will be on Wrestle Talk in the D. He made up in his mind that this will be the day that he selects to join the team. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that is the news.
Oh, man. Hey, great job, Kayvon. Like, great job, man. We are happy that you are joining the team with us, man. those some big things you brought up, man. Dominic, did you want to add to any of that, brother?
It's shout out time.
Yes, it is.
Shout out. I know last week this person, I don't think, did I give him his roses? I know we kind of did, you know, we did, as well doing the shout-out thing. But give a shout-out to Miro for winning the AEW TNT title from Darby Allin. It's about time, man. I want to see a big push over there for him. So, shout out to him. Anybody else I want to give a shout out right now? No, that's just pretty much it. And congratulations to Killian Cross as defending and retaining the NXT World Championship. And that is all from the shout-out section.
Ah, from the shout-out section. I like that. Hey, those are two big shout-outs. Miro winning that TNT Championship. I didn't think they was going to give him a belt anytime soon, but I think they probably made a good decision with giving him a belt. I'm happy for him. I'm happy he was able to claim a belt before it got too late for him. So, yeah, that's a big shout-out. And Karrion Kross, he just continues to dominate. So, yeah, man, those are two great shout-outs. All right. Man, y'all boys on fire, man. Y'all going to kick me out the group, man. It's pick time. It's basically telling me to shut up. Kayvon, you got the first pick, man. Go for it.
Well, my first draft pick. It is currently his birthday today, so the number one person on my list is, of course, the tribal chief, the head of the table, Roman Reigns.
Oh, wow, dang.
Ooh, wow.
What a dang you, Kayvon. Dang. Wow. All right, here we go. All right, with the second pick of the Wrestle Talk in the D 2021 three-branded WWE draft, I myself, Martez, I am selecting for Monday Night Raw, and I'm going to select Caleb Braxton. And the reason I'm selecting Caleb Braxton is Caleb Braxton is phenomenal at her job. Caleb Braxton, she's well-spoken. Caleb Braxton, she's entertaining. Caleb Braxton is, I think she's one of the best and the most brightest spots in WWE today. She's handling the bump. She's handling talking smack. She's doing sideline reporting, if you will, for SmackDown and sometimes Monday Night Raw. Like Caleb Braxton, I need somebody like her on Raw. I need somebody like her that's strong. You know, I see a lot of new rookies doing the sideline reporting for Raw and SmackDown now. But Caleb Braxton, she's a veteran. You know what you're going to get out of her. Charlie Caruso, she's gone. So Caleb Braxton, she's she's the top dog now. So I need my show to have somebody like her. So my first pick is Kayla Braxton.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the NXT General Manager, Darren Port, for third and final pick. The third pick, too. Not funny. NXT to none other than who you just saw defending the NXT champion and winning. Killer. Killian Frost.
Ooh.
I mean, he's right now the champion, the face of the brand. He's a fiercest competitor. So why not invest? Who's my champ? Who's his championship material? I want champ. No matter, like I said, how long you've been on what brand or any promotion, if you got the look, the potential, the killer instinct, the heart, mind, body, and soul to just put it on my mind, NXT is the brand. Killian Cross, my pick.
Dang. What an awesome pick right there.
No. For draft number 2, a lot of y'all should know where I'm going with this. But since I have the head of the table, Roman, what would Roman Reigns do without the bloodline? Give me the Usos.
Oh.
Hey.
Ooh.
Man. What's...
Good steal, Oof.
Thank you. Yeah. That's a heck of a pick, Kayvon. We see where you're going with this, brother. We see where you're going with this.
Real pick. Okay.
All right, go ahead, Dominic.
Real quick, you got them as part of your tag team division. Your favorite tag team.
They are my favorite tag team as of right now, yes.
Okay. All right. I'll see.
You know, I thought long and hard about this second pick. You know, I've been tossing and turning. Like, this has been the second pick is almost sometimes more important than the first pick, okay? And I've been tossing and turning, and I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I didn't pick this person. So the second pick for this 2021 mock draft, I'm going to select your WWE champion, Bobby Lashley, the CFO, CEO, whatever they call him, for the Hurt Business. Bobby Lashley is my second pick.
Lashley.
You better tell him. Lashley, he's been like dominant. It's like for the most part of 2021, he's been dominant, man. He's destroyed Braun Strowman. He's beat Drew McIntyre twice. You know, he's ran through The Miz twice. He's beaten everybody and anybody. And then right now, Bobby Lashley is almost a guarantee to win any match he's going to be in, even against somebody like Roman Reigns. And I'm sorry, Kayvon, I think if they were to go up against each other at a Survivor Series, champion versus champion, Bobby Lashley would pick up that victory. So, Bobby, I trust Bobby, and that's why he's my second pick.
As a representation, GM as of NXT, our second pick is going to be a shock. Right now, we haven't seen this guy since WrestleMania 37. We want to know, does he still got a lot of stuff left in the tank? I believe he does. I think it's time to just move on from the blue brand. And where I personally, although I don't think he's not universal championship, it's qualification that ship us thinking. So this person needs to come to the Black and Gold brand. He's a champion, the movement of the Yes Movement. And yes, I'm talking about not understand Daniel Bryan.
Does he count because he's not under contract with WWE right now?
Oh shoot!
I hate to put you on the spotlight.
NXT will like an extra minute on the clock.
You probably chew me up after the show, but you know, well. I guess for kayfabe purposes, I guess in our fantasy world, that pick can stay. I guess that – I don't know how you feel about Kayvon, but –
No, I mean, if I can pick somebody else, I forgot. I truly forgot.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, children of all ages, NXT has, with the final pick, another spoiler alert, and where's the Paul Heyman, to none other than the Swiss Army pocket knife, Cesaro.
Dang, man. You got a good one with Cesaro, brother. Wow.
Well. Now, I can't let this team up. If I have the Usos, then, well, I might as well have a little fun in my life. And you know, this tag team, they want the fun. And, of course, they want the smoke. Give me Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins, the Street Profits. Yes, sir.
Wow. Ooh. Okay, man. You coming out the gate blazing. Dang. That's terrible, man. Dang. Wow, with the third pick, picking for Monday Night Raw, I'm going to be going down to the NXT brand, Dominic Country. And I'm going to be selecting, if I'm not mistaken, the longest reigning NXT champion in NXT history. I'm going to be picking the Adam Cole, baby. Adam Cole is my second pick. Adam Cole is sensational. Adam Cole is almost one of those people that you have a good chance to win with. And we need people like that on our brand. I remember when Adam Cole had to face Daniel Bryan with not much notice. I think he had a 3-hour notice that he was going to be going up to SmackDown. And he faced Daniel Bryan, and he beat Daniel Bryan. Didn't have time to prepare. Mm-hmm. And ever since that moment, gosh, you know, I've been in love with Adam Cole. Because Adam Cole, one thing I know about him, one thing I've seen, win, lose, or draw, he will deliver. You have a good chance when Adam Cole is in the ring. It doesn't matter if the guy is bigger than him or same size. Adam Cole, he's that deal. Adam Cole is a beast. Adam Cole is a no-limit soldier. Adam Cole is my third pick of the night.
With my third pick, NXT from the women's division, not other than our current NXT women's champion, the sensational Chica, where that counter comes by. Right now, yeah, she's the NXT champion. She's dominant. She's fierce. You know, I got to give it up to her. She's right now the hottest thing. She's right now the face of just the whole female division. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Raquel Gonzalez.
Oh, man.
Mic drop.
Oh, man. Did you see what Raquel Gonzalez did tonight, man? Like, Raquel Gonzalez at this point, like, who's going to stop her, you know? And too bad she's off the board right now. Dang you, Dominic. Dang you.
Ooh, I'm going to get some haters after tonight. I can feel it in my bones. Well, fourth pick. I'm going to stay here in this NXT World 12-minute, and I'm still one of the best, well, from what I believe, one of the best tag teams on NXT right now. Give me MSK.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh. They hot right now. Okay, well, what we gonna do with you, man? All right, with my fourth pick, you guys can hate on her all you want, but last time I checked, she's the 13-time women's champion. She's a genetic freak. She's a future Hall of Famer, a first ballot Hall of Famer. At this time, I'm going to be selecting for my fourth pick in this draft, the queen.
Daddy, little girl.
hey, be nice.
What?
Come on, the queen, no hateration allowed. And after this draft, I want us to get into a discussion if we got time. My pick is Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair, listen, at one point she was undefeated. Early on in her career, she was undefeated in pay-per-views, okay? Are you kidding me? At one point, she was 17-2 to start off in her pay-per-view career. Like, Charlotte Flair, like I said, she's a 13-time champion. She's beat all WWE has to offer. She's beat Sasha Banks. She's beat Becky Lynch. She's beaten Bayley. She's beaten Asuka. She's beaten Rhea Ripley. She's beaten everybody on the roster. Everybody on the roster she has beaten. So why wouldn't I pick Charlotte Flair? Granted, Charlotte Flair isn't my most favorite female, but she's the most trusted. Just go look at her resume. And that's why she's my fourth pick.
What's my last pick, Bruce? Oh, four, yeah. Okay. With my fourth pick, Black and Gold Brand. Man, this is tough.
Mm.
This is tough. Apparently, he's out of action. But when he's come back, he has a home. Man with limitless expectations. And I'm talking about no other than the Bass, Mr. Bass in the Glory, Keith Lee.
Ooh. Oh, my. Kayvon, I don't know about you, but I did not
come
see that coming. I didn't see that
come
coming.
Back home, Keith Lee.
Oh, man. That's a heck of a pick, gosh. That's a heck of a pick, man. Woo. He wasn't even on my board, man.
At all. Well, we're back. Now, I'm glad I caught it before it was too late. What would Roman Reigns be without his special counsel, Paul Heyman.
Are you serious? Oh, man.
Okay.
Wow. You going with this tribal faction, man. Wow. Really? All right, with my fifth pick in this draft, this pick isn't based on production. This pick isn't based on what they've done, because quite frankly, they've done zero. But this pick that I'm making is based on potential. It's based on what I see. It's based on what I think they can bring to the future. And I'm going to be selecting this new faction from NXT, led by Isaiah Swerve Scott. I'm going to be selecting Hit Row as my fifth pick, because Hit Row will be your next greatest faction that people will be talking about for ages, okay? They will supersede Undisputed Era. They will supersede the Four Horsemen, NWO. Hit Row, they just got that it factor. You know, I don't wanna pass on it. I don't wanna pass on them to you guys. Like, I gotta take them. They right in front of me. I think they got great things in store, and I think they could bring a lot to Monday Night Raw. I'm looking for a faction that I can use for that 3 o'clock hour, because sometimes at 3 o'clock hour, people get tired. You know, people want to turn off the TV. Sometimes Raw can be boring, but I don't want Raw third hour to be boring anymore. And I think if we can put Hit Row in that time slot every now and then, I think Raw will be even more viewed than what it is right now. So that's my second pick, folks. Sorry, guys.
Yes, the fifth pick. Fifth pick, guys. Okay, fifth pick. Fifth pick. Man. Well, yeah. Hit Row, Death Row, whatever, Fronty Row. They was giving me a headache. I didn't really see it happen. I didn't see nothing in it. First class CEO stuff all the way to Raw. I don't give a what. And give
hey, great. Don't mess with Hit Row, Dominic.
Yeah, I go get Murder Inc. going on, whatever. Capital Inc. Yeah, y'all don't know nothing about that.
Nah.
What's this pick? I'm going into a female tag. They got so much chemistry, man. It seems like they've been coming up short. I feel like they haven't been getting the proper opportunity. Over on SmackDown. So, without further ado, my fifth pick is going to be Ruby Riott and Liv Morgan.
Dang, that's a darn good pick, bro. That's a darn... Oh, gosh.
That it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, my last and final pick. Now, I have to be careful, but I got this in the bag. My sixth and final pick is actually a tag team that got separated in the draft. So who could I be talking about? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Give me the New Day.
Wow. Kayvon, I was just about to pick them, man. I'm not even going to lie to you. Okay. Oh, man.
So you picking all three members, the Freebirds?
Yes, all three members of the New Day, yes.
So Freebirds, the whole Big E as well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, it wasn't on my board. I didn't want.
But hey, Dom, they was on my board, man. Even though I'm not a huge fan of them, but I can't go against their production. All they do is win. Now, my next pick is it's gonna be a wild pick, and I don't know if y'all gonna see this one coming, but let's see. I know I've been rambling a lot, but I think this man is still on the roster. I think he's still under contract with WWE. And if he's not, tell me if I'm wrong. But my fifth pick is the 16-time WWE champion, John Cena.
Oh, wow.
Now, who's not going to watch my show when John Cena is on? They either love him or they hate him, but they will watch him, and that's what we want.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm with Dominic on this one. Mm-mm-mm. Wow.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. That's a good one, sir. That's good in your pick, yeah.
Yeah, that was the wild card pick right there, buddy. All right, let's see.
NXT. On the clock. But our sixth and final pick. Whew, we thought about it. We kind of it's a toss up. Like I said, man, we want to develop. But our goal is to develop new superstars, and at every angle, man. So he's currently. Kayvon, what have a Kayvon SmackDown tag team champion. But I think he's not. I think it's time to let go of father. And so with my sixth and final pick, the development pick, I'm going with none other than Dominic Mysterio.
Wow. Now that's a wild card pick right there. That's a gutsy pick.
Okay.
Gosh.
I told you, I'm trying to make future stars, future champions that nobody don't give that.
You sure did tell me that in the green room. You did tell me that. Wow. Wow. Gosh. You did. Now.
In the green room.
I definitely want to get into some topics before we leave out tonight. But gosh, you know, this concludes our first round, the first round of our WWE 3 branded mock draft. Hope you guys liked it. Hopefully it flowed okay. Hopefully it flowed well. But I've had a good time because I think my show Monday Night Raw. No disrespect to you guys, but you guys can fight for number two. Monday Night Raw will go back to being the flagship show. I'm in control of it now. Okay, I make the calls. I make the decisions, and I know what the people want. I'm reading all the messages. I'm reading all the tweets about how people miss the days when Monday Night Raw was good. You know, and one thing I'm going to be implementing. I don't drink alcohol, but I'm going to be implementing more alcohol. I'm going to encourage people to drink alcohol. Not only am I going to encourage them to drink alcohol, I'm going to make it cheaper, okay? So because when the fans come into the arena, I want those fans to be rowdy. like they was in the late 90s. I need that kind of energy back for Monday Night Raw. And I think we're going to the top. And that's my final piece on Monday Night Raw until we resume with this next week. I'll toss it over to you guys.
Real quick. Real quick. In a trade, did anybody do a trade?
I'll be willing to trade my seventh pick for two of your picks.
Okay. The pick that we give, they have to be already chosen pick or no?
No. I don't think they are. I think it can go any way. I think anything goes. That's my opinion. Well, I don't know about Kayvon, but I think nothing's off limits. But I think I'm just willing to give you my seventh pick in exchange for your ninth and tenth pick for next week.
Okay, I'll think about that. I will let you know soon in next week. Last one. 3-1, 3-4.
Okay, Now, Martez, you said that your show will be number one, right?
Yes, it will.
See, now, see, you my brother, but see, now I got to come knock on your door. I'm sorry, but, like, SmackDown, now that Kayvon Journey is the commander-in-chief head officer and I'm steering the wheel, my show will be the best. Why? Because people pay to see my first pick, Roman Reigns. People just come to see him and acknowledge him, which means SmackDown Live will be the top of the top. I'm just saying.
As the commander, the general manager of this show, you're supposed to say that, Kayvon. You're supposed to say that. And you're supposed to believe that in your head. Why wouldn't you think that? Well, for you and Dominic, I'm telling you guys, you're going to see. And I'm predict this. By September, Raw will be the top-rated show over NXT and SmackDown. That's all I'm going to say for the rest of the night. In regards to this, Dominic, you got any final thoughts on your picks, man?
I am happy with my pick. Congratulations to everybody aboard the Black and Gold brand. Like I said, man, we're gonna stand and deliver. We're gonna develop. We're gonna achieve. Receive greatness, and we're going to surprisingly be the brand that everybody's going to love. It's going to be in your house.
Ooh. Now, that's a mic drop for you right there.
Right.
Hey, that's a mic drop right there. There you have it. The first round is completed. We said what we had to say. We're going to take a commercial break. It's been a long time since we went to commercials. We want to do more of that now. We're going to come back, maybe talk about some things that's going on in the world of wrestling. Let's see what happens. This is Wrestle Talking to D with Martez, Dominic, and Kayvon.
We are Kayfabe, the people's band. We are the only sports entertainment cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today, from all as many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from the NWA days, the WCW, to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE.
Where's
Ring of Honor or New Japan, they got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. That's just one example. And we are going to be playing everywhere we possibly can. Birthday parties, corporate events, wrestling shows, comic cons, anime conventions. We may even do a few anime songs, so, you know, we're open to a variety of things, but our bread and butter is going to be wrestling. And
All right, we're back. This is Wrestle Talking Indeed, the late night edition right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash on blogtalkradio.com. That is, I'm here with Dominic Kayvon, and this is Martez. We're just yapping it up. We just finished up our first round of this mock draft for the three WWE brands. But I want to switch gears. We got a few more minutes. You guys want to get into some topics? I don't know if you guys had anything that you wanted to dive into for tonight. But yeah, did you guys want to talk about anything before I say what I got to say?
I'm happy of my show, my NXT show. We did really good tonight, wrote this show. My tennis show was a little better yesterday. They're trying.
Right.
No, I'm not going to hold it up. I'm going to pass it to you, K-Bron.
Kayvon may have left the building. Are you still there, Kayvon? Hopefully he'll chime back in with his man. I don't know what happened, but hopefully he'll chime back in with But Dominic, let's jump into a few things. I don't know how excited or how or non-excited you are about this, but The fans are going to be returning June 16th. WWE announced this week that they're going to be kicking off a 25-city tour to reinsert the fans into the fabric of WWE. It was like Christmas for me when I found that out. You know, we knew something like that was going to be coming soon because things are going back to normal, so to speak. But it's one thing to speculated, but it's another thing when you finally hear it, man. Like, I couldn't be more happier. And I feel like wrestling just got elevated again, especially WWE, man. You know, what were your immediate thoughts, and what are your thoughts right now on fans being back into WWE's arenas?
Man, I'm so happy, man. Truly excited and frustrated. I wish they would have started here in Detroit where they were supposed to be before the whole pandemic hit.
Yep.
Can't. Yeah.
Yes.
Seriously though, but I'm happy for some, like, you know, a lot of normal going back to things that we love and enjoy and used to go and interact. Too. You know, hopefully some of the WWE say they was holding back on certain stuff that they can want the fans come back in attendance. They can try, and, you know, now we can keep it real now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Call up can be called up.
Right.
Certain people we know, like John Cena, is going to make a comeback.
Yep.
Maybe he can help give a push or help the story or storyline out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep the artist and audience interest and going. Go ahead.
No. I'm agreeing with you. Even though I got a lot to add to, I'm just excited based on what you're saying. Keep going.
Okay. I mean, you know, I know, but even before this pandemic, the sales were low, the audience attendance was low. So I know, did they say once they open, you know, do it, is the arena going to be to full capacity? Or is they still following COVID guidelines?
Well, that's a good question. I was actually even thinking about that the other day. Like, are they going to be going full capacity? Now, that's one thing they haven't mentioned at all. Like, if it's going to be a reduced crowd or if it's going to be full capacity, you know, part of me is thinking that they're going to go full ahead speed with this. And they're going to just go, especially if you're vaccinated, you know, they're going to go full capacity. I just really think that's the direction they're going to go. And I, you know, like I said, I think it's awesome. And you said two things that jumped out to me, Dominic. If Detroit isn't on this 25 city tour, I think that's wrong. Okay, I guess we can get over the fact. Yep, I guess we can get over the fact that they wasn't the first city that WWE decided to go to, which they should have went to Detroit. Like, you know, like. Let's give a big thank you to Detroit. Let's show some Detroit some love. You were the final city in the rotation before things got shut down. Let's just go back to Detroit. You know, it's kind of frustrating that they. I don't know why you wouldn't do that. I guess we can give them a pass on that.
I don't know. Is it because there's on the Thursday note? Or, you know, did they, you know, maybe some we don't know, did they literally try? Did the governor, you know, deny it or, you know, a no-brainer. I was, you know, conversations. So Vince, hey, you know, let's pick up where we left off. And, you know, where they left off was Detroit, so... kind of upsetting. Hopefully, I think, you know, most definitely, though, but I think somehow please give me a second. Okay, I'm back. You know, hopefully the numbers, you know, with this audience, like I said, you know, I know the attendance is getting low, but with, you know, what went on and, you know, the things going back to all people in the audience, let the numbers go back, you know, so, you know, increase up so it can help the rest, you know, get into complete them as far as their gimmick and the storyline they give them. So,
all that is true. But you also brought up a certain name, and that certain name is John Cena. You know, and that got me thinking now, because I don't really think John Cena is coming back just to put people. Well, I don't think he have a problem putting people over, and I don't like being this person that think I know what's going on behind the scenes, but for this moment, I'm going to act like that. I think John Cena is coming back to be a full-time wrestler for however long he can be a full-time wrestler. I think if he come back, I think he's going to focus, maybe be around for a year consistently. That's just my theory. My question is, like, who do we want to see him go up against, you know, whenever he comes back, you know? Like, first person I think about is Roman Reigns, but we obviously have to save that matchup for big events like SummerSlam or WrestleMania. And
that's a no-brainer. Anybody, your first two guesses will be Roman Reigns or Bobby Lashley. My third guess, I think he did give a shout out to Killian Cross.
Yep.
You know, I think somehow another thing with the fans coming back. I think Vince is going to try to bring back, what was that, the wild card rule? You know, the free agents can, you know, go to brand to brand. So I would definitely like to see John Cena help develop or put somebody over like Killian Cross down at NXT. That's pretty much, I think, hands down. Because Killian Cross, you know, yeah, he has the same roster all over. Of course, that Killian Cross, most definitely. I don't know anybody else. I don't know. I mean, he can have one-off fantasy dream matches, you know, maybe another round two with Kevin Owens.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
That'd be...
a dream match with AJ Styles.
Yep.
I don't know, a legendary, you know, another, like, you know, Hall of Fame match. It can be down the line, Triple H. Even Rock, possibly, or, you know, possibly another wild card toss-up, CM Punk.
Ooh.
You know, if you can get him to come back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm kind of like, if he come back, he come back. I know Cena is one of those people, to me, in my opinion, Cena kind of got bigger than the company. Some superstars have been going. And I know he's pretty much just going to just, I don't see him full-time. I see him part-time.
Right.
Because I know he got Fast and Furious 9. And then Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And then another movie he's been working on. So he's going to kind of be part-time, you know.
That makes sense. You know, if he got all those projects on the horizon, then that makes sense that he has to do promotions and things of that nature.
And same with The Rock. You know, Rock had what?
Black Adam or something?
Yeah, and then, you know, there's no telling what other projects he has, and I think he just, movie production crew that he has really a contract now that, I guess the last time, remember, he wrestled, you know, he got injured and cost him a layoff and then the movie team. So I think he's signed a contract that he, So, you know, hopefully, I don't know if he can find a loophole because, I mean, the WrestleMania will be the WrestleMania 39 or 40 in Hollywood. You know, that Roman versus him will be a dream match. And hopefully we can get it. But,
I think Kayvon is back with us.
Okay. Bring on the champion.
Yes. So can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, cool. Okay. Now, you bring up a interesting point, Dominic. And I'm a man that likes to read a lot, especially if it's about wrestling. And from what I've received is The Rock will be at WrestleMania Hollywood, but will he compete? I don't know. They said that he'll be in the crowd. So,
wow,
that's something to look out for.
And that WrestleMania, is that's in 2 years or is that next year?
I believe that's two years. Yes.
2 years because he had, another year. Because with the one in the Cowboy Stadium, he just had another one in Tampa, then the Cowboy Stadium, and yeah, Hollywood.
Okay. Man, you know, I really hope, because I want to see, I don't know how you all feel about this, but I want to see a Rock versus Roman matchup. I felt like they could have did it this year, but the Rock schedule wasn't permitting him to do it. Next year, mm-hmm. WrestleMania is in Texas, okay? You know, I feel like it makes more sense for them to do it for the Hollywood one, but I think they need to capitalize on this Roman Reigns story right now.
Whoa.
Jump in, go ahead.
Guys, breaking news. I did not know this, and this story shows Martez, please excuse me, and I guess everybody as WWE fans caught this. Sorry, I was on Instagram. I did not know earlier today WWE and ADM Barrett eventually agreed to part ways.
Oh, yeah.
Am I late to the party, guys, or did you guys know?
I'll let you speak first, Kayvon.
Okay, guys, I was about to say, I kind of knew, especially, like, since I, like, got up, like, early this morning, I just went on Instagram to the WWE site, and they said it, and I was like, all right, cool. So I was on board.
Yeah, I knew, and if we had time, I was going to bring that up, but I'm glad you brought it up now, Dominic. This partnership ended really fast, but I think this was a good breakup, if you ask me. I was trying to give him some time. You know, I understand people got to get used to doing things, and he's never caught wrestling in his life. But I didn't expect it to end this fast. It shocked me, honestly.
I mean, on me, my end, I truly did, not being a rotten apple or a jerk, because, you know, which I think I have said, no disrespect, pride, you know, wish special luck to the end of it to him, but WWE has so many talents there that can grow.
Yep.
Into being an announcer. You know, like I said, I said it that if that lead announcer thing it's one of the reasons why wrestling is down, WWE brand is down. I'm calling you out, Vince. You need to one thing, before you retire, you need to make a comeback and grab that lead announcer. No, shit.
Ooh.
I said it. Two chairs and a bus. I'm bad. I shot the sheriff and the deputy. What are you gonna do about it?
Hey, you like the only person that is actually saying that. But I think that'd be cool if Vince comes out of Gorilla and does some announcing. I don't know if that's gonna happen, but that's a guy can only hope. And Dominic, I'm a hope with you, man. Like, guy can.
What? I don't know. Is it a money thing with Jerry Lawler? I would love to see Jerry Lawler full time. I don't know if it's health with him. Of course, yeah. Another person. Like, why is the team not, you know, I don't know. Is it because he's not fully up on the talent? They want more younger, you know, more. You know, that's another person I would love to see. I'm disappointed, you know, getting rid of Thomas, like, you know, Renee Young, because technically her husband didn't resign. So, you know, Samoa Joe, which I still, they haven't gave a firm answer. I'm upset that, you know, with the situation, but I know it. But if he's happy, pardon ways, he's happy, you know, Marinelli, you know, Mr. I like to say Mr. Mamma Mia, you know, not there. Something got to give.
Yeah. It do, you know.
Go ahead.
And Kayvon, we don't want to hog. We don't want to hog the conversation, but feel free to jump in. But I'm gonna just say this. I think WWE, they're really trying to find that right person, and it's just hard. You know, it's hard to find that right person, that next JR, that next Michael Cole. You know, they brought up Vic Joseph at one point. Like, he didn't fit the bill. And they brought up, obviously, they just parted ways with, is it Adnan? They just parted ways with him. Todd Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
He was the lead announcer on Monday Night Raw for a while. And I think he does a solid job, but I don't think that's who they're looking for. But he's a good off-the-bench kind of guy. But I will say this. I think, real quick, I think Byron Saxton and Corey Graves, they have such great chemistry. They have that back-and-forth chemistry that they really don't need another person. Like, Byron Saxton can be that lead play-by-play person on the commentary booth, and Corey Graves can serve as the commentator. Like, I would actually like to see that because, quite frankly, I feel like that's what's been going on the last few weeks. Like, it's been the Corey Graves and a Byron Saxton show, so I would like to see them go with that.
Okay.
Absolutely. No. So, I mean, I think SmackDown got it right, but Pat McAfee, so might as well. Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, no, I was going to say the same thing. Like, Pat McAfee is doing, like, a great job on SmackDown, but what happened if you trade out Pat McAfee with Corey Graves and kind of like switch them? Then would Pat McAfee still have that same energy carrying over into Raw?
Yeah, he would have that same energy. Just the thing, Corey Graves and Pat McAfee are both heel commentary, and you know it's. I mean, it's going to be a exciting show, don't get me wrong, but just the traditional, you know, they're both kind of the number two color commentary. So, and I don't think, I mean, I feel like at a point WWF has had, you know, at times color, just, you know, a staff at times of color commentary, and those were times that the ratings was not the best. But you know, I think one thing for sure, you know, like I was saying, getting on WWE, they have to get it right. Most one of the things that they need to now, nah, they don't have to wait for, you know, the going on tour and being full capacity for audience, that they need to get right and figure something out. Other than that, that's one thing they're going to lose while he is doing it. Because when you tune in, it's like, you know, hearing these certain people, it's like, okay, who is this lead person? You know, he doesn't have character, charisma. He, you know, it's not like I'm watching, you know, an actual sports game. You know, not a rest, you know, I'm not listening to you, you know, Roller Monsoon, Mean Gene Oakland, you know, or, you know, Vince McMahon, Jim Ross, Michael Cole, Kevin Kelly, et cetera, bro. Hello, you guys are there?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know if Kayvon wanted to add to that, but yeah, I agree with everything you had to say, Dominic, as well as UK Von. They got a lot of decisions to make. And I'm going to just say this, and I'll leave it alone. I think with them going back to regular programming, as far as having the fans back into the arenas, I think they need to try to hit a home run with whoever they hire. I would say go with Tom Phillips for a while, you know, and find that person that you want to to lead you into the future for Monday Night Raw. But I would just say ride with Tom Phillips until you can find somebody that's real good out there. You know, heck, Matt Stryker, you know, throw him some money. I like what he's doing in Impact Wrestling. I think he's doing a phenomenal job as a lead play-by-play guy for them. So it's some good people out there, you know, that they can get. So yeah, that's not
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
So that's my two cents on that.
Yep. You will be a good commentator. Yep.
Oh, yeah. No. No, not me, man. I ain't got the skills for it.
Yeah, you got the skills.
And then something else that Monday Night Raw needs as well, sorry to cut you off, Dominic, is they need a very good booker.
Ooh.
I agree.
Yes. Grasshopper is winning. You're absolutely right, K-Bomb, because I think in all the brands they do, even though one may be better or it's maybe striking gold and the other one is more we like it, or, you know, just the book in general, the talent relations, the scouting, it's, you know, I talked to it with another individual. You know, and it's not just WWE, but it's all wrestling right now. Even, like I said, once again, wrestling promotion in general, there's not a big superstar wrestler right now that's bigger than whatever company or promotion they're wrestling. So I think WWE as well got to try to get back to that, but make sure, you know, do it the right way and don't try to cut corners and I tell this individual as well, like, you know, NXT, that's why, I mean, I love NXT because, you know, it's just trying to no matter what nobody say, it's garbage. All I've been doing is learning how to do bumps and flips and learn how to be on the camera. They're garbage. They're not real, you know. They're a bunch of sorry, not the best with the rest, you know, C-plus wrestlers, you know, that Vince would improve back in the day. That, you know, Triple H and Shawn is trying to put over, you know, but they're trying. They're really trying. They've been really, you know, someone has been doing a pretty almost cuss. Darn good job. What, 10 years since, 2009, 10? 9 or 10 years, so. I tell them, like, long story short, K-Bomb, I really give you a problem saying about it's the book. Because technically, I really, even though it was a good entertaining match, I really didn't want to see Daniel Bryan in the main event at WrestleMania with Roman. As well, I really don't want to see, I give him his props currently on Raw, I really don't want to see Kofi Kingston going to Bobby Lashley.
Yep.
So, I mean, I can keep going. It's a few, you know. Oh, and one last thing, WWE has now got the best women's division, but they're booking right now the women's division at the worst. They got the best female roster, but, you know, it's atrocious. Like, the main roster for us, they're using their top stars a little bit too much. They're booking the same old matches. So, you know, they have to do better. You know, but I still have faith.
Yeah, you gotta have faith. You guys are killing it. We got about 2 minutes to go. Sorry, guys, we got about 2 minutes to go. Before we go, I want to ask the two of you guys, what's next for Finn Balor? Kayvon, you reported something in the news, in your news segment. But Dominic and Kayvon, what's next for Finn Balor before we head out tonight? I'm going to start with you, Dominic.
Well, with the loss, I think it's time for, you know, back to GMO. This is time. I appreciate what Balor has did for me here at NXT. We cut away his flame, his fire, his championship desire. So this is time for him to go back to the main roster. I want to see, you know, a fresh feud, a good feud, you know, or maybe even, you know, a fantasy favorite, the club, come and work. So, you just got to stay tuned.
Yeah. What about you, Kayvon?
Well, I hate to put some food in the lion's den, but of course, Finn Balor going back to the main roster and him having like a whole feud with Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship, because technically Finn Balor never lost it.
That's a good point, Kayvon. He never did lose. He never did. A lot of people forget he was the first Universal Champion. Well, on that note, if you guys you got any more final thoughts before we head out?
Well, I got one. I don't think people will be too happy about it, but my show will be better than Raw and NXT. That's the only thing I got to say.
Oh my gosh! wait till my picks next week. I think I'm gonna bury you guys next week with my picks. You ain't seen nothing yet. Dom P, what's up? Yeah.
I don't know. We just gotta stay in tune. I'm gonna once again stand and deliver. Oh, Mike dropping shit, man. I'm really, man, thinking about pulling some people y'all got on y'all main roster. I'm who really needs help. Who got the potential? Who just needs help? they need to be put with the right people.
Ooh. I see what you're trying to do, Dominic. I see what you're trying to do. Hey, everybody that's listening, tune in to next week at this time. To Wrestle Talking to D, we will be continuing on with the second round of the draft. Hopefully, I'm not so tired. I'm kind of tired tonight, but these guys are the showstoppers of this show. They are the main focus of this show, and I want to thank Kayvon and Dominic for holding it down. This has been another edition of Wrestle Talking to D. We'll see you guys next week. Holla, holla.